This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are happy you guys are joining us today. Got a lot of cool stuff coming up today. We are going to talk about the five best towns for bass fishing, because why? Fishing open water's coming, and we are going to cover it for you. So hang tight. We're going to be here. I'm places elsewhere. Got the two crew in studio. Hang tight. It's going to be a great show.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good morning, Don. Morning. Ava, how are you guys doing today?
We're here. Where are you?
Yeah, I am in beautiful Big Sky, Montana.
Oh, well, the studio is kind of empty today.
It is beautiful out here, believe it or not. It has been snowing the last couple, 3 days. We've got close to 10 inches to a foot of snow. And for what I'm doing, it's a good thing. I'm out here doing a big ski instructor event. It's called the National Academy. So pretty cool and an amazing location. I don't know if you've ever seen Big Sky. Have you ever seen it before?
No, I've never. Never been there. Most of us are trying to figure out how to melt it right now, and you're out looking for it.
I'm looking for it for sure. I have to say, when we got here, the conditions were like somebody injected water into the snow because it got warm and then it froze, and everybody was praying for more snow, and boy, the snow gods helped out. The other funny part too is the base down here at the base of Big Sky, just outside of Bozeman, is the Gallatin River, where we talked about the train derailment that dumped all the beer. That's right here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I had talked to somebody that was there in the aftermath. So it was pretty interesting, but a cool event. It's professional ski instructors put this on. People all over the country, in fact, all over the nation, are here. We've got people from Yugoslavia, people from Romania, Slovakia. It's pretty crazy. Aussies down in New Zealand and Australia too. So a lot of fun, a lot of high-end teaching and skiing going on. So yeah, week-long event and a couple days left to get back home before it's too late and start into the summer stuff. Speaking of summer stuff, Don.
Yeah.
What's going on with the water back home?
It's high and rising.
Guys,
I think they projected, though, to actually drop, in our area anyway, the projections, they dropped it by about a foot. But for people locally here, it's over Bay Point Park already. So,
if you're not familiar if you're not familiar with the river situation, if you're planning on coming down to Red Wing to fish, don't plan on it. It's going to be, everything is closed. All the ramps are shut down, and it's not a good scenario right now. The water's in the parking lots and beyond. They're blocked off. Ramps are blocked off all through the whole the Lake Tepan all the way up into Hudson and beyond. And they've actually, I was checking last night, there's a significant number of tournaments that are normally this time of year down in this area, and they are all been canceled. They've all been put off.
Postponed
until,
or canceled, yeah.
Yeah, October, I believe, is roughly the time frame. And makes it difficult, you know. And the other thing, too, is you get the rain on top of the ice on the lakes, and it makes, if you thought you were going to go out and do some ice fishing, you can't do that either. It's not safe to do that unless you're able to push a boat out or do something similar. So it makes it difficult to do anything this time of year.
Yeah, and I was just talking with someone in north of the border, and the ice is getting dark, so they're not, you know, able to run out to their camps or get on the water anywhere right now. So they're being cautious, and they're getting more snow, I think, in the next few days. So
yeah, apparently they're supposed to get over a foot up there, and the northern part of the, I think it's up in through the Dakotas as well. So yeah, Mother Nature just does not want to let go. And you know, I have to say, the question comes in again: are we going to have a lot of northern lakes open for the opener, Don?
I think so. Like I said, if Lake of the Woods up in on the Canadian border is getting dark already, that's 2 weeks from now they should be open.
Yeah, let's hope so. I know last year they had to postpone a lot of the things that were going on up there, and kind of a bummer, as they say. But well, what do you do? You know, we're going to talk about a story after we get done with this part of the show involving the Minnesota opener, which I want to get your feedback on, Don. It has to do with the governor and the opener. I was kind of a little baffled, but nonetheless, things can change. We're not going to go into it.
I know what you're talking about.
So that's one of those things that comes to play. And, you know, Don, when we're talking about a lot of the guys that were out fishing, the bite was pretty torrid on the river before the water came up. And I was very pleased to see the number of people that were throwing fish back, the big fish. It's almost a turnaround from past years, because you had so many people keeping these big fish. And I think things are starting to change a little bit for people. They're able to catch fish, photo it, and they're going to be able to get a mount for it if they want to put it on the wall and have those fish back in and swimming again, which is really pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's great conservation, because that's how we keep the fishery healthy, is to allow those big walleyes to spawn and reproduce.
Yeah, and from the past perspective, I remember I was pulling into a bait shop, and guy's got an 11.5, 12-pound fish. He wasn't sure, and he was bringing it in to get it weighed. And he had it on a rope stringer in the bottom of his boat, and he brought it in. Of course, it was past tense. It was no longer a walleye. And I said, what are you going to do with it? And he goes, well, I'm going to eat it. And I went,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Yeah. Not good. No. But I will say, if there's a place you want to go right now, the fishing is exceptional. Lake Erie, got several friends that are guiding out there and people that have been out there, and the bite is on fire. Make a couple days, you know, if you want to fly out for a couple, 3 days, charter a captain, go out, and you're going to have an absolute blast. Planning a couple, you know, a day or two that may be wind days, but, you know, look at the forecast, see what's going on, but definitely take a shot out there. Don, you fished Erie before, haven't you, Don?
I have, yes.
You know, and what a difference in growing season and the size of the fish. It's just an incredible, incredible fishery, and something I think everybody has to experience it. Because you can either go out, go jig fish, vertical jigging, go out with a bunch of guys, have a blast, and come back in, or you can go out and use a smaller boat, and you'll go out and troll some big, big fish. So tell you what, guys, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll get into that and more when we come right back.